look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
As the government shutdown continues, at the crux of the issue here, it's health insurance subsidies. The deadline for those credits to make insurance just a little bit more affordable expire on December 31st. And for many Connecticut residents, especially right here in Fairfield County, health insurance is about to get so unaffordable, many will probably forego paying for it. In fact, we got more perspective from Comptroller Sean Scanlon, who manages health insurance for state employees and retirees.
Good to be on. And this is a really important issue, right? And, you know, there's a lot of misinformation and confusing information and finger pointing happening right now in Washington about why this shutdown is happening. But at a basic level, it's really happening over healthcare. And the reason it's happening is because the stakes, as you just said, are really high for people. There's about 30,000 people in our state that are going to lose all of the subsidy that they've been getting to help them afford health insurance on the exchange. And then about 100,000 other people who will lose something. And at a time when healthcare is already way too expensive for all of us, and we should be working Democrat and Republican to lower the cost of healthcare, this inaction by Congress will lead to people getting an even higher bill. And I just think that that's something that we really need to fix. And I think it's a big problem.
Give us an idea, Comptroller. When we say a much bigger bill, you know, we're not talking about a couple hundred bucks. First of all, it's so insane what people pay right now just for basic health insurance in our state. But I mean, when we say when these subsidies go away, give sort of an idea of what kind of dollar amount we're talking about.
Well, so let's say there is an individual that's a single guy in his late 20s living down in Fairfield County who has a starting salary, $64,000, right? That guy is going to pay $311 more each month for his health insurance premium because he's no longer eligible for the subsidy. Again, to the average person who is living on a fixed income in our state, people look at Connecticut and especially Fairfield County as this mecca of rich people. 70% of the people in our state make less than $70,000 per year. And a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. And when you're that guy in his 20s or that woman in her 60s, having to find a couple hundred bucks every month more to pay for your health insurance at a time when you're already seeing your grocery bills higher or your Eversource bill higher is something that a lot of people can't afford. And what I worry about the most, Melissa, is that a lot of these individuals, if we don't act in Washington, are going to simply say, screw it, I'm going to just go without insurance. And when that happens, we all pay more for it because they still get sick, they still get health care, but because they don't have insurance, the provider just passes on the cost to everybody else who does. And so it's a lose-lose, not just for these people, but it's a lose-lose for all of us as Americans who are fed up with the high cost of healthcare, and this will make it more expensive.
And Comptroller, I loved what you said in the beginning, which is that we're seeing a lot of finger pointing in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, and I do get, I really do understand, you know, both sides. I see it sometimes even in our own state government where, you know, when we're supposed to be looking at a budget, we add extra stuff to it. And I've never really understood why we do that and maybe it is for efficiency, maybe it is so that more things can pass quicker. So from the Republican side of things, I do understand where they're saying, hey, we don't want to put the healthcare costs onto the budget because it is a lot of money. I understand that. But to the point of what the Democrats are saying, and it seemed like some Republicans even were on board with extending it past the deadline of the 31st. What they're saying is, look, November 1st is around the corner, which is open enrollment. And if we don't have this in line, we are going to see a lot of people either forego having health insurance or eventually have to do that because they just simply can't afford it. If these subsidies don't get extended, I mean, how can Connecticut react?
Well, let me go back to why this is happening. There's been three main arguments made by the Republicans in Washington of why we shouldn't do this. The first is we have time. These don't go away till December 31st. Let's do what we always do in Washington. We'll just kick the can a little bit and then we'll deal with this later. That doesn't work because, as you just noted, November 1st is open enrollment. October 20th, which is less than 2 weeks away, is when the notices of the new premiums are going to go out to all these people, and they're going to see that sticker shock and maybe make the decision not to cancel or have their insurance. That's bad. The second thing is a really disingenuous argument that this is to benefit illegal immigrants. There is not one illegal immigrant who is getting a subsidy to afford health insurance on the Access Health Exchange, full stop. That is not true at all. All the money goes to legal American citizens who are having trouble getting their health insurance. And the third argument is that these were things that happened where we enhanced these subsidies in 2021 during COVID, and COVID is over, and we shouldn't be doing things that we did during COVID. It's true that COVID is over and we're in a different world, but the cost of health insurance has actually gotten worse since COVID. So if anything, we need to fix the problem now, because the problem that we had a solution for a few years ago has only gotten worse from then. So that's that. What can we do in Connecticut? Look, this is a lot of money. This is several hundred million dollars that it costs to do this. And Connecticut is in a good fiscal position, and we have a $4 billion rainy day fund. But there are a lot of challenges on the horizon, and we are seeing less and less federal money coming in all the time. And so we will obviously take a hard look, and I know the governor has done this because I've been in the meetings with him, at what we'll be able to do as a state if the president and Congress don't act. But there are limits to what we'll be able to do, and I don't think that we can afford to do all of this at the state level. I think the answer is Democrats and Republicans in Washington got to get their act together. This program doesn't just help Democrats. It helps Republicans. It helps small business owners. It helps young families that are trying to raise their kids, right? This isn't a Democrat program. This is an American program, and I hope that they can renew it.
There have also been comments regarding hospitals as being a reason because of how astronomical it is to even have a hospital visit. But again, I think that kind of goes back to conversations you and I have had so many times on this show, which has to do with why health insurance has gotten so expensive, why pharmaceuticals have gotten so expensive, why hospitals have gotten so expensive, and they all look to point the finger at each other. But we have seen a real pattern every single year for many years now where all those costs are going up, and it just doesn't seem like anybody's really able to comfortably afford any of those items. So I guess even here in Connecticut, we're looking at insurance going up again, regardless of the subsidies. That was already something we sort of knew was going to happen in August. I guess I'm curious, how do we better stabilize, with or without the subsidies, how do we better stabilize health insurance to be somewhat affordable again?
Well, I've been a long-term proponent of something called the Connecticut Option, which would allow small businesses and nonprofits in our state to buy into the state employee health plan that I run, which is a health insurance program for 250,000 people in our state. And the premise of that is pretty simple. I just don't think that politicians like me or your state rep should have better health insurance than the people that we represent. And so that's why I have fought for 10 years to allow people to buy into it so they can have the same exact care as your politician does, or the state trooper, or the guy that works on your highway, right? That has been really heavily lobbied against and defeated by the insurance industry. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, whether you're on the left or you're on the right, there's just a bigger recognition now that big corporations are screwing over people. And I think you're going to see some surprising things happen where, in the last couple of years that I've been doing this, we've had some Republican support for it, because I think there's an increasing awareness, again, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that the status quo is just not working for people anymore. And these institutions that for a long time just got by on doing the status quo, it's not enough anymore. And so I'm going to push for that again, because I think affordability and insurance is something that we need some competition in. But to your point, it's not the silver bullet solution. That will make insurance more affordable for people, but it's not going to drive down the cost of care. And that's the second leg of this, is we have to work with our hospitals and our providers and the drug companies to really say to them, we can't keep jacking up the price of this, and we're going to start paying for quality. We're not just going to let the price go up and up and up. because the runaway prices are the second part of the problem. Affordable insurance is the first, but prices are the second. And if we can do both of those things, and there certainly are plans to do it, though I will admit they're not always very popular, I think we can start to get a much more affordable healthcare system in Connecticut, which is something I think we desperately need.
Comptroller Sean Scanlon, appreciate your perspective, and certainly we will follow what's happening in Washington, D.C., and let you at home know the very latest.